As Democratic lawmakers across the country come together to oppose the GOP tax overhaul, many of their constituents are following suit. Commentator Solomon Jones contends the legislation presents an opportunity for the American middle class to unite.
The passage of the Senate tax bill illustrates in stark detail that the American struggle is more about class than race. Just as European nobles exploited serfs in medieval times, or planters exploited sharecroppers in the post-Civil War South, the top 1% of Americans now exploit the rest of us with the help of compliant politicians. They do so by using racial and ethnic strife to distract us from the one commonality that should unite us: class. According to a recent analysis by the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, the bill, which passed along party lines with no Democratic votes, will give an $850 tax cut to those earning between $50,000 and $85,000 in 2019. Those earning over $1 million will get more than 40 times as much, and that gap will widen when the individual tax cuts in the bill expire in 2025. Corporations will do exceedingly well, too, because unlike individual tax cuts, the corporate tax cuts don't expire. Rich kids will get up to $11 million passed down to them tax-free because the Senate tax bill does away with the estate tax, and about 13 million middle-class Americans could lose health care under the Senate tax bill because it includes a repeal of Obamacare's requirement that every American have health insurance. All told, the Senate tax bill could add $1.4 trillion to the deficit, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. But GOP senators insist that we'll recoup the money through economic growth. I don't buy it. In my view, the Senate tax bill is a giveaway to the rich. The House version might be worse, since it takes away student loan deductions. And when the two bills are combined to form the final legislation that the president will sign, the rich will still get the lion's share of the benefits, and it's not like they need it. According to a recent Federal Reserve report, the top 1% of Americans already holds almost 40% of the nation's wealth. That's a historic high. And yet many of us still believe it when Congress and the president say that giving even greater tax benefits to the rich will eventually result in more money for the rest of us. We heard those same claims from those who backed the George W. Bush tax cuts of 2001 and 2003. So rather than bickering over the racial and ethnic differences that the rich have used to divide us, perhaps it's time for the middle class to come together along economic lines. Perhaps it's time to recognize that if we're not part of the 1%, we're all in the same boat. I'm Solomon Jones.
Solomon Jones writes the Philadelphia Experiment blog at WHYY.org. He can also be heard weekdays from 10 to noon on Praise 107.9 FM.